Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local right now. I am talking with a band called 38 Coffin, and they are going to be playing this coming Friday at Slim's Last Chance. And would you call that area Georgetown, or is that Soto, or what would that neighborhood be?
A little column A, a little column B.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like Soto meeting Georgetown.
Soto Town.
Kiss.
Yes.
Yeah, next Friday.
All right, July 12th with Panther Vision from Portland and the Heels. It's $10 pre-sale or $15 at the door. And they have a new album. They're going to be celebrating the release of it. It's called Leopard Spot. So 38 Coffin, welcome back to Loud and Local, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So tell me, reintroduce yourself in case people haven't heard the first interview, like last year. Tell us what your name is and what you continue to do in 38 Coffin.
My name is Lauren. I'm the singer, and I play rhythm guitar.
I'm Lindsay, and I play bass.
I'm Dane, and I play drums.
And I'm Andre, and I play lead guitar.
Right on. So welcome back. You guys have been busy. You guys did a tour overseas over in Germany. Tell me a little bit about that and, you know, some of the highlights, lowlights, you know, some of the... You know,
yeah, the tour was awesome. We got to do a lot of the dates with our friends, the Stinky Pinkies, who are
okay.
They're based in Berlin, and it was super fun to travel and play with those guys. And yeah, Germany was fun. We did mostly Germany. We did Brussels as well, so one non-Germany date. But yeah, we were over there for a couple weeks, and I gotta say, Germany likes us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was super fun.
That's cool.
We played at Wild at Heart and
Sonic Ballroom.
Sonic Ballroom, yeah.
The best show was in Bochum at the DIY Club.
Yeah, that
Vegany.
Was super fun. Yeah.
What it was at what club?
It's Vegany.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like this underground punk club that's been going for what was it, 20 years
something
or something?
Like that,
long
yeah.
time. Awesome.
Yeah.
And it was full of people really into it, and we had a great time. It's very loud and very fun.
Wow, that's awesome. I went to Berlin, Germany just for vacation, and I got to go to a place that was a Rob Halford-themed rock bar, and they had a humongous Rob Halford, like, statue amazing. That you could take pictures. It was called Halford.
We missed that completely.
It was awesome.
Be still, Aaron's beating heart.
Yeah, right? It was the Halford bar, and the women's bathroom was a picture of Doro, so that was pretty cool. But, okay, so you guys played this under... You guys played with a band called Stinky Pinkies?
Yeah.
How'd you hear about them?
Well, we're friends with them, so...
And they're from Germany.
They live... Yeah, they're Germany. They live in Germany. Most of them are not... They have one actual German in them.
Okay.
But yeah, they're out of Berlin, and we're talking about bringing them over here next year for a West Coast tour. So
In March.
So look out for that, everybody. Stinky Pinkies are awesome.
That's
they're
awesome.
They're so good.
Wow. Okay. So was it hard to come back to the United States? Were you like, man, I got to go back home? Or was it okay? Were you guys like, you know, ready to get back home.
I didn't want to leave.
Yeah, we didn't want to leave. Yeah.
Ever.
No, ever.
We weren't ready necessarily to come home, no.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go back.
Yeah.
What are some other places you guys would like to play?
Italy, Spain.
Spain.
Awesome.
Yeah, France. Anywhere. Yeah, I mean,
England.
Mexico. Mexico City's got a
awesome.
Really cool punk scene down there, so we'd love to get in on that.
Netherlands, mm-hmm. Sweden.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
That's awesome.
Denmark.
Copenhagen. Let's just bring it. World Tour. 38 yeah. Coffin World Tour.
Whole
yes,
world.
Absolutely. Oh,
so before the interview, you prepped me with the fact that there's an interesting story about the band name. So who wants to jump in and tell me about the story of 38 Coffin?
Yeah, this is something that we learned. This is Dane Drums. We learned this when we were kind of first starting to get together around the beginning of COVID. And there's an old cemetery that's on Beacon Hill that was hidden by brush for years and just not that long ago was cleared out. So now you can kind of see it, but it's way under the radar. It's called the Comet Lodge Cemetery, and it has pioneer graves and used to be a Duwamish burial ground.
Wow.
But then there's a undertaker that used to service that cemetery in Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
And that undertaker would bury every 38th coffin empty so that the
Whoa.
Lost souls had a place to live. So we really liked that.
Whoa.
And that's how we got our name.
That's so cool. That's all. Wow. Okay. So, but that place is still there, right?
Yeah, it's still there. You can go. It's on Graham, right next to I-5. And it's really a really cool place. There's a big part of it that got bulldozed by the city of Seattle,
mm-hmm.
And now there's houses on it, and there's lots of ghosts and stuff, lots of stories.
They're not happy about houses being on their graves either.
No.
Definitely not. Some haunted houses there.
Yeah, didn't move the bodies.
I will say that it's awesome you guys are playing Slim's Last Chance, because that's a place that, Seattle's changed a lot. Obviously, in the last, however many years. And so venues come and go, but that's a place that feels like old Seattle. It also feels kind of like Lawless in a way, It's out in the Soto area, It's kind of, they got good chili, they got good rock and roll. And in the summer, you can see rock and roll shows outside. Do you know if you guys will be playing outside in the bed of a truck or inside?
Outside.
Definitely.
Nice.
That's awesome. How long have you guys been going to Slim's, like, as a band, like, just personally, is that a place you guys like to hang?
Yeah, since the open, pretty much. Yeah, it was named after Slim Jack, and R.I.P., buddy. It's like all of our friends are connected to that place and have been running it since it opened, so.
I can't remember when we started playing there as a band, but it was really early on. We play there a lot. It's
yeah.
One of our favorite places.
There's a little scene there.
Yeah. That's awesome. So that released your first record, right? That was your first album.
Right.
And you in the year after now, you wrote a new record, and this is what we're going to be celebrating on Friday, July 12th at Slim's Last Chance with Pim, as well as The Heels. And the new record is called Left. Tell me a little bit about the making of this record,
Well, we were, we went to Crackle and Pop, and we had Johnny Sangster record us.
Okay.
And we spent a lot of time on it, actually.
Yeah.
We really put the time in with this one.
Yeah, a lot of love went into this record, and we got Johnny playing keys on a couple of the tracks.
That's awesome.
And you can hear his hand clap genius on one of the tracks as well.
Yeah.
So, hand claps?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where's Crackle and Pop? Where is that?
It's in Ballard.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. How'd you hear about this studio? Had you guys been friends with him for a while? Or?
Well, we recorded at that studio last time, but we recorded with Kurt Block.
Oh, wow, so, yeah, from the Fastbacks, legend.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know who Conrad Uno is?
I've heard the name.
Right, so it's like all his gear, he retired and moved far away.
Sure.
So there's a lot of analog gear there. It's
cool.
An awesome studio.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I've heard rumors that Fastbacks might be doing stuff again. Is that true? Do you know?
Any rumors? Okay. Yeah, I think they're working on a record.
Wow. Awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Legends. Right on. So
I used to tour. I used to, like, when I was 15, I was their roadie.
Really? Yeah. That's all. You got any good stories? Fastback stories?
No stories that I like to tell, but always fun. They're always fun. They were always, like, sweet and nice and fun. And they played some great shows. I saw some great shows with them, DOA and Tales of Terror and Circle Jerks and lots of other great bands.
Oh, that's awesome.
Coast, yeah.
So now that you have a new album out, you hit the ground running and you're writing another album.
Mm-hmm.
And how far into this are you? You know, what can we expect? Like a full another album, EP? What are you guys thinking?
I don't know. We're really early stages right now. Still just getting some songs written. And so we don't really have a timeline or major, you know, well-fleshed out plan or anything. But yeah, we're definitely...
Yeah, we just always like to write new songs and just, you know.
Yeah.
Hone in on our sound, yeah. I guess.
I think that's what's most exciting for us is just being in the writing process.
Yeah, plus, you know, you play the same songs over and over again. It's fun to have new ones
totally.
And things to work on and some sort of project.
Yeah, keep the creativity going.
It's always kind of sad after you finish recording because you just kind of take a little, you know, it's like they're like, what's the point of writing something, you know, but... We're just, I don't know, Lindsay recommended just writing right away. So we're...
Was that my idea?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten to the point where you practice, you record an album, and at the point where you finally get it done and you're going to go play those songs, you're tired of those songs by that point?
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, okay, next.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, that's supposed to happen. Sure. I heard, like... Keith Richards said, like, your song sounds the best when you're sick of playing it. So I just like, remember that.
Fair enough. And also, you know, every show could be someone's first, you know, interaction with that song, you know. So and probably breathes a new energy into it when you're playing it live and, you know, in that sweaty room with everyone. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that was one of the things that was so exciting about being on tour. Is that we were playing to new audiences who maybe they had heard our songs on Spotify, but they'd never seen us live before.
Sure.
And so we got to have that fresh interaction, and I think it's addictive.
Yeah, it's so fun.
That's awesome. I'll ask a question for the room, just a personal preference. If you had to choose between a show and only recording music forever, or never recording music and only playing live shows, which would you prefer?
Live shows.
I just can't. I can't make that choice. You know, it's like, oh, you can go to a desert island and you only take one record with you. Like, no.
Well, that was my next question.
I'm not going to answer that. Yeah, I refuse. No, playing live is so fun. You can't not play live.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, even though I feel like, you know, my favorite song is always the song that I'm in the process of writing. Mm-hmm. And then when it's done, I'm like, no longer my favorite, next one.
Sure.
But even so, playing live is so fun. I can't give that up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like recording. I never liked recording. I just, you have to do it.
You gotta do it, yeah.
It's like a lot of pressure, and it's like, it's like a lot of waiting around, and it's stressful, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the best feeling is when you're like at home and you're writing and you just, and like, you know that you like your song.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a free gift.
True.
Yeah.
Andre's great in the studio too. That's my favorite part about the studio is hearing Andre's parts like come to life. You know, they get solidified.
We did get a chance to kind of like figure out a lot of stuff in the studio and like write stuff and improve on parts and things like that, and that's always fun to see that stuff come together. It's not as fun when it doesn't come together.
Which has never happened,
right? That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I will say, as someone who's not, you know, fashionably inclined as you guys, you guys are very cool looking, you have a lot of style. it's kind of wasted when you just can only listen to it, right? You got to see it live.
Yeah.
A lot of swagger, a lot of cool look, you know, it's got to embrace that, you know.
Oh, yeah, we're working on our moves.
Yeah, exactly.
Slowly machine.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys ever were to, you know, hit it big, you could get pyro and like a big, you know, coffins on stage, you know, kind
of
like the Eddie.
Like all the Spinal Tap.
38 coffins on stage with you.
We already tour with coffins.
Okay. Nice.
You guys have coffin guitar cases. I don't have them yet, so I got to get
that. Oh, yeah.
I got to get on that.
Dane has a coffin.
You have the coffin stick case with the 38 sticks in it.
There we go.
It's jammed full.
That's awesome. We're talking with 38 Coffins. Again, they're going to be playing this Friday at Slim's Last Chance with Panther Vision from Portland. And the Heels, you can buy tickets now for $10 or show up at the door for $15. None of this Venmo, PayPal. Just bring some cash. Just it makes it so much easier on everyone, you know. You don't have to have a W-2 or whatever. Just bring some cash. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go into a song called Dead Surfer Girl. Anyone want to jump, talk a little bit about this one?
Lauren's looking at me. I guess I kind of wrote it.
Lindsay wrote it. It's really good.
I mean, yeah, I was like, I feel like Dead Surfer Girl was kind of a team effort, though, because, like, I wrote sort of the basic chord progressions and structure.
Yeah.
The idea for the name, which led to all of the lyrics, actually, was Lauren's. And then I sent my sort of, like, skeleton of a song to Andre, and then he fleshed it out. And,
sure.
And did a lot of the arrangement, so yeah. That's why I was kind of wrote it.
But the lyrics, like, your lyrics are very good.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Right on. Well, let's let the music speak for itself. It's Dead Surfer Girl by 38 Coffin. See them Friday, July 12th at Slim's Last Chance. It's Loud and Local.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From the album Leopard Spots, that was a band called 38 Coffin, playing this Friday, July 12th at Slim's Last Chance alongside Panther Vision from Portland, The Heels. And that's at Slim's Last Chance, like I said, in Georgetown, Soto area. So if you guys had your own radio show, free form, doesn't matter, any genre, any band, what's something that you would make sure to play for the masses? What's something that you want to hear on the radio?
Lords of the New Church.
Lords of the New Church.
Okay.
We were listening to that on the way up here.
All right, tell me about that.
Kind of dressed like them right now.
Tell me about Lords of the New Church.
It's Stibbaters. It's
Blixabargo.
From the Damned.
Yeah. And
guitar player from...
And Blixabargo from, Birthday Party. And they put it together so well. And it's like the best of the 80s, really. It's the best.
This is an old band?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds nothing like us, but it's Stibbaters, Dead Boys.
Yeah.
And it has, there's keys, and the bass is up front, kind of like The Cure kind of does that thing.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
Open your eyes to the lies right in front of you. Come on.
Lords of the New Church. Okay, so that's your two choices, right? Okay, so anyone else? Who wants to jump in? What would you play on a freeform radio show?
Satan's Pilgrims.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I would play Satan's Pilgrims. What do you think?
I don't know.
Satan's Pilgrims.
Do it.
Cool, okay. Yeah. Play them right now.
What else?
Turn me on to Satan's Pilgrims. What's that?
Actually, they're awesome. They're a surf band, so mm-hmm. maybe not the right format. But they're nice and evil sounding, and so they're great. Satan's Pilgrims.
Cool.
Evil.
Yeah.
And Lindsay, what about you? What would you play if you had your own radio show?
Man, what's coming to mind is The Scanners.
The Scanners.
I love the Scanners. Yeah. They're a French punk band, and they have like a really sort of like retro futurist like keyboard that's right up front.
Okay.
And they bill themselves as 2077 punk.
Nice.
And so they're like retro futurist like punk band that dresses like sci-fi astronaut guys on stage.
That's awesome.
They're,
you know,
really
I'm going to listen back to this interview and make a playlist based on your guys' suggestions. So.
Scanners with one N.
Scanners with one. Okay, awesome. Right on. Well, okay, so a new album that you guys are working on. You guys want to, you know, obviously tour some more. What are plans for 2024 with this record? You guys have anything in the plans?
Well, we gotta like order more. Almost, I didn't tell you guys that, but we're like
almost selling out.
Yeah, well, we did. Yeah, so, we sold some in we sold a lot in Germany, and then we have the record release. But yeah,
nice. It's a good problem to have.
We have a you know, couple shows. Some good shows coming up.
Yeah, we're planning to go down to Portland in October for Halloween.
Nice. Okay.
And yeah, we're doing Cramps Night.
Nice.
Again, we love that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's always super fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys got to play with the Misfits cover band last time. So shout out the Misfits cover band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're coming down to Portland with us, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are. And then. Yeah, we're playing another show that Friday the 25th in Everett.
Right, Everett Shocktoberfest.
Yeah,
nice.
And they're doing a Damned cover band there.
Are they doing the Damned?
Damned
and
Cramped.
Yeah, so it's the Damned and the Cramps, I think.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what they have up their sleeves, but it'll be great, whatever it is. And then the Saturday before Halloween, we're at Slim's for Cramps Tribute Night, and we're going to be playing a full Cramps set there.
Yes.
All right. So I know it's a long ways out for Halloween, but thinking back to your whole life, favorite Halloween costume you've ever put together? Mine was Wolverine when I was a little kid, you know, so that was a fun one. It was a store-bought costume, but little kids, you know, you just get so pumped in. So on whatever your parents can figure out. So what about you guys? Lindsay, what was your favorite you've ever put together?
Well, okay. So this is not for me. This is for my kid.
Yeah.
But I was super proud of it.
Yeah.
I sewed him a Wolfman costume.
Wow.
And I got
thrifted. DIY Wolfman.
Yeah. So like a thrifted flannel, like a red plaid flannel.
Yeah.
And jeans. And then I got fake fur and I made like a headpiece and coming out of the arms and legs and painted his face to look like the Wolfman, and
that's
like
awesome.
That's, I think, my finest Halloween achievement.
Aww,
I gotta ask, what does your kid think of your band? Are they on board, or are they like, man, this is lame?
No, he's on board. He likes to come see us sometimes when he can, when we play all ages stuff, because he's not 21 yet.
Yeah.
But it's a little weird for me, honestly, when he comes. Like, the lyrical content is not.
Yes. I understand.
Tone down the moves.
Yeah, I'm like, don't look at me right now. This is weird.
Yeah. All right. And so who else? Favorite costumes?
I did a pretty good Helvis one year.
Nice.
Helvis.
Yeah.
So that was fun, but I think my best one was the axe murdering Tin Man costume that I made.
Wow.
Where I was head to toe in silver sequins and bloody axe.
Hot.
That's amazing.
I was Dracula. My mom made me a cape that was super nice. It's got red satin and it's black. I still have it. I still wear it sometimes. And one year I dressed up as a punker, and it changed my whole life.
There you go. That's awesome. And Lauren, how about you?
I had a the Crypt Keeper mask.
Oh,
and,
that's awesome.
And, like, cape. And I wore that for maybe, like, 3 Halloweens when I was a little kid.
That's awesome.
And I wish I still had it.
You know, if I grew my hair out, I'd probably look like the Crypt Keeper just because I'd have the skullet, you know? That'd be pretty cool. Come to think of it, I actually did have a costume I was really proud of, and it was really basic, but I had a dog mask with a cone, and I called myself a really sad dog because I wore a Morrissey t-shirt and then just had like a dog cone. So I just, yeah, it was like an emo sad dog.
That's really good.
That was good. Right on. Okay, so we are a Northwest radio show. Favorite Seattle band of all time?
I like Girl Trouble. They're Tacoma.
But Northwest, yeah, Tacoma. Girl Trouble's awesome. Favorite Northwest? It doesn't have to be Seattle.
10-minute warning.
Okay, nice.
Sonics?
There you go.
That's Tacoma.
Well, so is Girl Trouble. Yeah.
Tacoma makes great music. There's a lot of cool bands coming out of Tacoma. Oh my God, I'm like having a brain freeze because there's too many good bands to choose from. My God, favorite Northwest band?
Shout out to the Fags. They were great.
Oh,
they were so good.
Is it weird if I say the Briefs? That's embarrassing.
The Briefs.
I know a guy from that band.
I know.
And the Derelicts.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The Derelicts are so awesome.
Nice. All right, right on. Well, that wasn't too hard. That wasn't too hard. July 12th, again, playing this Friday at Slim's Last Chance with Panther Vision from Portland, The Heels, and we're celebrating the release of Leopard Spots by 38 Coffin. Before we jump into the title track from the record, any final words for Loud and Local? Anything you want to say?
Come to our record release show. We would love to see you.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun.
And buy a record.
And buy a record.
Or a t-shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
T-shirts. We're really proud of this record. We think that it's like really something special. So
I'm not tired of playing the songs on it at all.
Hey, that's saying something, man. That's awesome. And good luck at the show. It's going to be rad. Again, that's Friday, July 12th. We're going to jump into Leopard Spots. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
Thanks,
you.
Kevin.
Yep.
Thank you.
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.